You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We all enjoy the service and the testimony by the young people.
虽然他们的这个外面的声量都已经开始远远超过我们这些做老爸老妈的。
Yes, they have grown taller than us parents.
但是我们更希望他们属灵爱主的心，对主的认识能够远远的超过我们啊。And
we also hope that their spiritual status can also surpass us.
特别在这个弯曲被扭非常艰难的世代里面。
Especially in this difficult and perverse generation.
就像刚才诗歌说的，希望神兴起一个世代，是能够来往在这个地上为主做见证的。
Just like the song we just sang, that we hope God will raise up a generation who will march through this earth.
我想我说过这个暑假，因为有三次这样子中英文联合的聚会。
We have three combined meetings this summer.
那我就特别说我的主题是TTT 哈。
So I picked my themes, TTT.
为了我们教会的三个这个团契。
So that represent the three fellowship, youth fellowships of church.
上一个月我们讲新生命的特质。
Last month we talked about the characteristics of the new life.
就是我们生命不住的更新和变化。
That this life will continue to be transformed.
我们讲到 transformation.
We talk about transformation.
有什么保罗告诉我们外体虽然毁坏，但是内心却一天新似一天。
Paul tells us that even though our physical body is ebbing away, but yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
生命被更新和改变应该是一生的事情，而且应该是每一天的事情。
The process of being renewed and transformed should be continuous throughout our lifetime.
如果我们的日子没有用来爱神、得着基督、生命长进，弟兄姊妹，我们今天就浪费了。
If we did not spend our day loving the Lord and grow, then we have wasted a day.
多少的日子在我们手中这么容易就过去了。Many
days have slipped away through our fingers.
所以弟兄姊妹，改变从自己开始， right?
Yes, to be transformed, we have to start from ourselves.
要天天寄望别人改变，改变从自己开始。
Don't keep expecting others to change. Start with ourselves.
改变从今天开始。
And start from today.
改变从每一件小事情上就要开始。
From every small matter in our life.
改变要从心里面。 到达到道成肉身，
we have to start from within to be a testimony of the Word become flesh.
不光只是有心愿要改变，我们要真正活出那个改变来。
Not only that, we have the desire to change. We have to live out this transformation.
今天早晨我要讲到一个题目叫做 temptation.
And this morning I want to talk about temptation.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道这个信息对我来说把我压得很重哈。
You know this message has been very heavy for me.
如果我只是随便讲一篇道的话，其实并不难。
It is easy for me to come up with a sermon.
因为圣经上 temptation 的教导非常清楚，你很容易讲的。
It's the Bible has clear teachings about temptation, so it's very easy to preach about it.
但是为什么在我里面这么重呢？
But why they're so heavy for me?
因为我自己知道，我们每一个人都曾经是 temptation 底下的失败者。
Because I know that every one of us have been victims and failures under temptation.
而这个世代的 temptation 试探简直是。 多到强到让我们都已经不知道怎么去面对它了。
And then there's so many and so powerful temptations in this world to a point that we don't know how to deal and face them.
而这种的试探是一个世代比一个世代更为强烈。
And the temptations are being more and more powerful from generation to generation.
而在试探面前的失败和跌倒是越来越全面，越来越深入。
And the failures have become deeper and more complete and throughout.
所以这个信息不光只是为着youth，是为着年轻人。
So this message is not only for the young people.
为着每一个人，尤其也是为着我自己。
For everyone and also for myself.
弟兄姊妹，在这样子的一个世代的里面，我们没有一个人可以说我在所有的试探面前我能够站得住。
In this age, no one can claim that I will be able to stand before all temptation.
但是我们每一个人一生之久都要面对试探在我们身上想要破坏的这个动机和目的啊。But
throughout our lifetime, we will face temptation which try to destroy us.
我们要面对它的挑战，面对它的破坏，甚至面对它的淘汰。We
will have to face the challenges and the destruction and even the elimination that caused by
所以我想我开始的时候我们只读两段圣经就好，其他的我想我们在纲要上都有。
We will read on two passages.
雅各书，新约雅各书。
James, the book of James.
请翻到第一章。
Chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
一直到十五节。
Through 15.
我们可以中英文同时读没有关系哈。忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人，但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的，私欲既怀了胎就生出罪来，罪既长成就生出死来。好，那这是关于试探非常重要的一段经文。
This is a very important passage about temptation.
我甚至希望我们所有在座的人都把它背起来。
I hope that we will memorize it.
然后我们读哥林多前书第十章。
Then let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
这是我们今天背诵的经文是十三节，但是我们从十二节读起。
And verse 13 is our memory verse, and we will start with verse 12.
所以自己以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。好，我们的经文就读到这。
So this concludes our scripture reading.
今天我讲到第二个 T。
So this is the second T of the series.
讲到新生命所面对的考验。
The testing of the new life.
弟兄姊妹，这个考验包括了 temptation 试探和试炼啊，我应该写试炼的。
And the testing includes temptation and trials.
Temptation 和 trial 都可以说成是神对我们的 test， 神对我们的考验或试验。
So temptations and trials are tests.Of God,
但是两个有一个很重要的不同。
But they are very different.
一个源头是从撒旦来的。
This one is originated from Satan.
因为圣经上说神从来不试探人。
Because the Bible says God never tests and never tempts men.
所以试探是从撒旦来的。
So temptation comes from Satan.
而另外一方面
，And on the other hand,
这个试探的目的是要叫我们犯罪，叫我们远离神。偏离神的旨意。
And the purpose of temptation is to draw us from God's will and to sin and to fall.
而试炼
and trials
常常是为了 要让我们的生命能够更纯净，我们更成熟，跟神的关系更真实。
Oftentimes trials are to purify and ourselves so that we can become more mature and our relationship with God will be more real.
那因为时间的关系，我今天只能集中在试探上讲。
But today I will only focus on temptation.
我希望所有的年轻的孩子们，你们都能够专心听。
And I hope young people will pay attention, please.
因为你们面临的试探其实远远超过我们那个时代。
Because the temptation that you face will be much more stronger and powerful than what we face.
如果你从来没有碰过试探，你从来在试探上不会跌倒，那你不需要听这个信息。
If you will never face temptation and you will never fall, then you don't have to listen to this message.
但是你们都在逐渐成长的里面，你知道试探一直涌现在你的周围。
But while you are growing up, you know that temptations are appearing all around you.
所以我很希望我们能够一起来专心听。
So let's all focus.
那我从三个点来讲啊。
I will talk about it from three points.
为了大家容易记，我用三个很简单的点哈。第一个是 what， 什么叫试探？
First of all, what is temptation?
第二个 why。试探来的目的到底是什么？
Second, why? What's the purpose of temptation?
第三个，我从 how， 就是我们如何能够胜过试探。
And then how do we overcome temptation?
弟兄姊妹，圣经上讲到试探。
The Bible talks about temptation.
说试探来是因为人的私欲，这个被牵引诱惑。
It says each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed.
试探其实是常常仇敌使用的一个工具。
So temptation is actually a tool that the enemy uses.
但是我们接不接受它就决定了我们会不会犯罪。
And it's up to us to accept it or not, and then we'll decide whether we will sin or not.
试探本身可能是中性的。
Temptation by itself could be neutral.
但是当私欲发动的时候一结合它就生出罪来。
But then when the desire is being stirred up, and then they combine together and will give birth to sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要每一个人为自己的试探负100%完全的责任。
Therefore, we have to be 100% responsible for the temptations that we face.
所以当亚当在那里怪神说，都是你给我创造的这个女人叫我吃这个苹果的啊，叫我吃这个分别善恶树的果子。
When Adam blamed on the woman that God gave him for eating the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是夏娃不是塞到他嘴巴给他吃的，对不对？
But make note that Eve did not force him to eat.
是他自己拣选他要吃的。
He made a choice to eat it.
所以夏娃就怪蛇。
And then Eve blamed on the snake.
都是你所创造的蛇来诱惑我们。
It's all because the snake that God created, he tempted us.
弟兄姊妹，试探可以发生在我们周围。
Yes, temptations happen around us.
它永远发生在我们周围。
They will always appear around us.
你不可能阻止试探不临到你的。
You cannot stop temptation from coming to your life.
但是人会不会受试探，人会不会降服试探，这是我们的责任。
But it is up to us whether we will yield to temptation.
所以试探出现不是罪。
So when temptation happens, it is not a sin.
降服试探才是罪。
By yielding to the temptation, that is sin.
马丁路德都讲说，你不能够阻止鸟从你头上飞过去。
Like Martin Luther says, you cannot stop the birds from flying over your head.
但是你却可以阻止它在你的头上筑窝。
But you can stop the birds from making a nest on your head.
我们中国话说，一个巴掌拍不响哈，你这样拍拍不响的，对不对？
The Chinese saying says that it takes two hands to clap.
除非你会 Chinese 功夫掌风出来哈。
Unless you know Chinese 功夫 martial art, and then you can.
不然的话，你一个巴掌拍不响的。
Otherwise, takes two hands to clap.
试探来生不出罪的。
When temptation comes along, it's just like one hand; it cannot make a clap.
当我的私欲被牵引诱惑的时候，就生出罪来了。
But when my desires are stirred up and being drawn.And then that gives birth to sin.
所以为什么我的私欲会跟它结合呢？这个私欲是从我里面出来的，我要负完全的责任。
Why would my desire respond to the temptation? And that is something I have to be responsible for.
特别我刚才说过，有很多的东西，世界上的东西，在对我们来说，其实它本身是中性的。
As I said, many things in this world are actually neutral.
就像有一个人讲，有一个先生在那里抱怨，他说：“你看我太太昨天不小心一个小虫子掉到他眼睛了。”
Like a husband.Was saying that a little worm dropped into the eyes of his wife.
害我花了几十块美金去帮他把他那个虫拿出来。
So I have to spend a lot of money to get rid of the worms.
那他另外一个朋友在旁边说：“哎呀，你那个还算什么？”
And then his friend says, "Oh, that's nothing."
他说有一件皮大衣掉进我太太的眼睛里面，我花了$3,000.
There's a mink coat that fell into the eyes of my wife that I had to spend $3,000.
皮大衣挂在那里，那么多人走过去，那为什么不掉到别人眼睛呢？
There are lots of mink coats. Why is that it only falls into the eyes of my wife?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是我们的责任啊。
So that is our responsibility.
而试探来
，When temptations come，
圣经上讲的这么清楚啊。
The Bible clearly says，
他的神不被恶试探。
God will not be tempted by evil.
神也从来不试探人。
And God does not tempt men.
所以试探的出发那个源头是恶的。
So the temptation is originated from evil.
他为的是要叫人的私欲能够响应。
In order to get the man's desire to respond to it.
他来 tempt 你，就是他来刺激你的私欲。
It comes to tempt you, to excite you.
而让你犯罪。
So that you will fall in sin.
那这是试探整个的目的啊。
So that is the purpose of temptation.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌来的，叫我们高抬自己的需要。注重自己的需要，然后也违反神的律法来满足自己的需要，以至于我们犯罪了。
So the enemy comes to let us to guide us to focus on our needs and elevate our needs so that we will gratify our needs and sin.
那有一些祝福不是神不给我们。
Sometimes God does not just withhold the blessing.
当我们不照着神的方法，不在神的时间，我们提早的，我们违反神的来享用，就造成了罪。
But if we do not wait for God's timing and we enjoy the blessing ahead of time, and that could be a sin.
例如说，你很想要一个 iPod.
For example, if you want an iPod very bad,
但是你没有钱,
but you don't have money,
所以你用偷的,
and then you steal it.
啊, 你用不正常的方法为了满足你现在的需要和欲望。
You satisfy your own desires with illegal means.
男女没有结婚, 但是却先享受了性生活, 这是违反了神的时间。
When men and women do not wait for marriage, and then they have sex, they have sex, and that violates God's timing.
所以试探的目的到底是什么?
So what is the purpose of temptation?
从消极方面来说,
passively,
撒旦的目的是要借着试探来破坏我们这个人。
Satan wants to use temptation to destroy us.
他要让我们从神的旨意中滑出去。
So that we will fall away from God's will.
但是我们感谢神啊。
Praise the Lord.
其实在雅各书里面也告诉我们试探其实有它积极的一面。
That in the book of James,God shows us that there's a positive purpose for temptation.
他说到那些忍受试探的人。
It says those who endure temptation.
当他们经过试验之后。
When they have been tested and been approved.
他必得着生命的冠冕。
They will receive the crown of life.
他说这是主应许给那些爱他的人。
Which the Lord has promised to those who love Him.
所以你知道，如果我们从正面的角度来看这件事情。
So positively, if you look at it.
试探是提供一个机会啊。
Temptation is provides a chance.
一个提供一个我们爱神、讨神喜悦的机会。
It provides us a chance to please God, to love God.
它提供一个机会。
It gives us a chance.
让我们的生命可以成长。
That our life may grow from it.
让我们那个美好的性格能够被塑造。
And that beautiful characters can be shaped.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，试探在我们的面前。
So when temptations come to us.
它必须经过我们的选择 ，yes or no.
That we can make a choice, yes or no.
接受或不接受。
We can accept it or no.
接受，我们就犯罪。
If we take it, then we sin.
当我们选择拒绝。
But if we choose to reject it.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前得生命。
Then we will receive life before the Lord.
我们得着神的喜悦。
And we will please God.
我们那个纯净的性格、成熟的生命和深的智慧就在这里成长。
And our life will be purified, and we will grow and receive wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们也能够从正面的角度来看。
So I hope that we will view temptation from this positive point of view.
既然试探是免不了的。
Yes, temptations are inevitable.
既然试探是天天有的。
And it happens daily.
我们怎么样子把试探从危机化成祝福
？So how can we turn temptations from crisis to blessing?
当试探临到我们的时候
，When temptation come to us,
我们里面能够靠着主的恩典有一个对的选择。
Through God's grace, let's make a right choice.
每一次一个对的选择
，Every time we make a right choice,
一定带进我们生命的。
It will help our life to grow.
带进我们生命和智慧的成熟。
And we will grow in stature and wisdom.
带进我们在神面前的喜悦和祝福。
And we will, our God's favor on us will increase.
所以我们不要逃，不要用一种无可奈何，觉得我不可能胜过试探的。
So let's not have this powerless attitude, thinking I will never overcome temptation.
马丁路德，对不起，我今天正好两个quote都是用他。
Once again, Martin Luther.
马丁路德曾经讲过，他说有三件事情塑造出一个好的领袖。
There's three things will shape good characters of a leader.
讲到祷告。
Prayer.
你跟神的关系。
That increase that enhance your relationship with God.
第二个讲到主的话。
And then God's words.
也主的话能够塑造出一个好的领袖来。
God's words can shape a good leader.
第三件事情。
Third.
他居然讲试探。
The temptation.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
这是一个认识神的人讲出来的。我们会想说，试探怎么会塑造出一个好的领袖呢
？This is from a godly man who knows God. We will think, how can the temptation shape good leaders?
不是被试探。一直打倒的人是一个好领袖哈。
We're not saying that a person keep beating up by the temptation or fail is a good leader.
他在试探上不住的成长，抓住这个机会。
But he would seize the opportunity and continue to grow and rise up through temptation.
让他的生命被神纯净啊。
And then his life will be purified by God.
所以在积极上面，主说要忍受试探的人，经过了试探以后，要得到生命的冠冕。
So positively, God says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life."
我想我现在来到我今天最重要的部分了哈。
And then it comes to the most important part of my message.
因为我相信我们在座的绝大部分人都知道试探是干嘛，而且我们自己跟试探的关系是什么
？Most of us know what temptations are and what does that have to do with us?
我们目前在试探面前，我们这个人的情形是怎样？我们相信我们都知道的。
I'm sure we all know our condition before temptation.
但我现在要来到一个很重要的问题。
And now is the most important question.
既然试探不能逃避。
Yes, we cannot escape temptation.
既然试探天天都在我们旁边。
And it happens around us every day.
那我们要如何胜过试探？
How do we overcome temptation?
弟兄姊妹，圣经上真是把这个提供试探的路摆在我们的面前。
The Bible has given us way, have shown us ways to escape temptation.
那我们刚才讲过一个巴掌拍不响，对不对？
As I said, it takes two hands to clap.
所以我们如何胜过试探就从两方面着手。
So we have to work from both sides in order to overcome temptation.
有外在环境试探的这个面对哈，去解决它。
And then we have to deal with it outwardly in our circumstances.
有我们里面私欲的问题，好，属灵生命的问题，我们去面对它。
And we also have to deal with the lusts and desires within.
哦，让这个试探飞过来的时候。
So when temptations fly over.
啊，我们的私欲不会迎上去它。
That our desires will not respond to it.
你看我们今天多少时候？
Oftentimes.
百战百败。
We fail after every attempt.
弟兄姊妹，百战百败跟百败百战是不一样的。
There's a difference between failure after every attempt.
例如说，有一百个试探发生在你的周围。
Say like 100 temptations happen around you.
你曾经失败过十个。
And then you failed 10 times.
但是你每一次失败，你从来不 give up， 你重新靠着主悔改，重新起来。
But you never give up after failures. You repent and rise up again by God's grace.
你靠着主的恩典，再去过得胜的生活。
And by God's grace, you live victorious life once again.
啊，你得胜了好几次以后，不小心又一次跌倒了。
And after several victories, and then all of a sudden you fell again.
仇敌可能控告你说，算了吧，你看你这个人怎么配。
The enemy might accuse you, says, "Forget about it. You're not worthy."
啊，仇敌可能会告诉你说，哎呀，你放弃吧，你那个欲望那么强，你怎么胜得过？
The enemy might try to tempt you, saying that, "Forget about it. Your desire is so strong. There's no way you can ever overcome it."
但是你仍然靠着主，你又再站起来啊。
But then, by God's grace, you stand up again.
这叫做百败百战。
That is to attempt after fail.
从不放弃 ,never give up.
Never give up.
那什么叫百战百败啊?
Then what is failure after every battle?
只要每一次试探来我一定输。
If we fail after every battle.
每一次撒旦来我一定跟他迎合。
And I always respond to Satan's temptation.
每一次试探来我一定 surrender.
And I always surrender before temptation.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要脱离这样子的情形。
We have to depart from such condition.
好，让我们能够靠着主起来，勇敢地面对我们的试探。
So that boldly we rise up and face our temptation.
试探是太严肃的一件事情了，弟兄姊妹。
This is a very serious matter.
它可以大大的破坏摧毁我们的生命。
It can greatly destroy our life.
它可以大大的破坏摧毁我们的家庭。
Destroy our families.
它可以大大的破坏我们这一生活着的目的和价值。
And destroy the values and the meaning of our life.
我真的是从心里面呼求弟兄姊妹，年轻的、年长的，不管你是在什么年纪，我们都要起来勇敢地面对我们的试探。
From my heart, I cry out to everyone, please rise up and face boldly the temptation.
要认真、要严肃地来面对我们的试探。
Face them seriously and solemnly.
弟兄姊妹，你常常会觉得。像我们这样听到常常不能专心。
Sometimes we just cannot focus when listening to a message.
对属灵的事情没有兴趣。
And we're not interested in spiritual matters.
长期的或是习以为常的活在软弱和失败中。
Or for a prolonged period of time live in weakness.
我们整个的生活围绕着自我中心。
And then our life attitude is very self-centered.
你不要以为这是这个世代的模式，或是我为什么会这个样子。
Please do not think that this is just the norm of this generation.
原谅我说，我刚才所讲的这些现象根本都是撒旦的战果，你知道吗？
So do you know that all these scenarios are the victories of Satan?
他 generation after generation 在你我不知道的里面，他一直渗透，一直破坏，一直在这里 disable 神儿女们属灵的生命。
From generation to generation, he permeates into the lives of children of God and try to destroy their life.
年轻人
，young people。
中年人
and middle-aged people,
年长人
seniors,
你都会发现我们现在的注意力不能集中的。
You will find that it's hard to focus our attention.
不要说讲台不能集中。
Not saying that you cannot pay attention to sermon.
读经你不能专心。
Or you cannot pay attention and focus when you read the Bible.
你在学校上课都不能专心。
You cannot even pay attention and focus.
你能跟人 conversation 都不能专心了。
Or even when you are engaged in a conversation.
你只有在那些最 tempt 你的事情上，你非常的受吸引。
But yet you are attracted only to those that tempt you.
看不该看的电影。
When you watch the movies you're not supposed to, 你就发现你整个心被他抓住了。Or when you do something that you're not supposed to, you feel that they get all of your attention.
弟兄姊妹，注意力不能集中。
When we cannot focus our attention.
对属灵的事没有兴趣。
And we're not interested in spiritual things.
长期或是习以为常的活在软弱和失败中。
Or for a prolonged period of time, live in failure or weakness.
整个生活围绕着自己的需要，自我中心。弟兄姊妹，这是这个时代非常可怕的一个现象。
Or we live with a self-centered life, and that is a very terrible scenario of this generation.
我们需要起来面对它的。
We need to rise up and face it.
那圣经上告诉我们怎么胜过试探。
And Bible tells us how to face temptation.
你点赞的提了五件事情了。
Five things I listed here.
我每一件事情大概只有不到三四分钟可以讲。
And I'll spend about 3 minutes on each one.
第一个。
First.
要警醒。
Be watchful.
彼得前书告诉我们。
First Peter tells us.
我们的仇敌。
That our enemy.
好像吼叫的狮子。
It's like roaring lion.
遍地游行。
Walking around.
寻找可以吞吃的人。
Seeking whom he may devour.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不警醒。
If we are not watchful.
我们一定被吞吃的。
We will be devoured.
我们要在主的面前怎么样子警醒呢？
But how to be watchful?
就是你第一个，你不要生活太松散。
First of all, do not live a very casual and loose life.
生活要有界限。
You have to set boundaries in your life.
如果在我们的生活里面你不设下界限的话，
If we do not set boundaries in our life,
你一定跟罗德一样，逐渐挪移帐篷，直到所多玛。
We'll be like Lot to gradually move our tent until we move to Sodom.
男女谈恋爱。
And then when a man and wife and a man and woman in love.
如果你不设定界限，
If we do not set healthy boundaries,
你一定很容易跨过界限，你犯罪的。
It's very easy to cross the boundary and commit sin.
我在网络在 email 里面也收到，到外地聚会也有人提问题的时候，就说那男女交往可以亲热到什么程度啊？
So I often get questions when I visit other churches. So how intimate can a woman and a man be?
我们的 young people， 你们对这个问题有兴趣的人请举手好吧。
Please, young people, please raise your hand if you're interested in this topic.
有一次我在一个地方讲到，我就讲，我说现在的这些人对你讲立位记没兴趣，对讲什么没兴趣。可是当你一讲到说男女亲热可以到什么程度的时候，他们可能都很有兴趣。我就看底下年轻人全部抬头。
I have noticed that when I visit other churches, that when I talk about the book of Leviticus or other Bible books, they are not interested. But when I talk about dating boundaries, they pay attention.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有界限的话，你一定跨过界限。
If we do not set boundaries, then we are most likely cross the boundary.
我从来没有回答过他们，但是为了我们自己的子弟兵哈，我很简短的讲三件事情就好。
So I'll tell you three simple things.
第一件事情。
First.
所有圣经上禁止犯道德罪的，我们决定不可以做。
We should not commit any moral sins listed in the Bible.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.